Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We got to talk to our brave reliever, Pierce Johnson, who joins us here on Dukes and Bell. 6-6 last year. A 1.30 whip, 67 strikeouts, and a 3.67 ERA. Pierce, man, we appreciate you jumping on. By the way, what are you doing this offseason, man? Where are you at? Are you here in the A? Are you somewhere else? And what's been going on with you?
I am currently in Denver, Colorado. So as you guys have gotten snow, I sent it your way. So I guess blame me.
Right.
But just enjoying family, getting ready for next season, enjoying my workouts, and just, like I said, the time with family.
Well, hey, man, the bullpen, great job last year. 23, an amazing job as well. I was joking around with Carl because we need to get some more guys to help you guys out in that pen. What are the odds you're going to be hanging out in the bullpen this year looking over and Jesse Chavez will be back? It's like probably pitching with your dad.
Oh, yeah, and I love Chavi. He's the best. We've talked a lot this offseason, and I really hope he gets a chance to come back. But, you know, he's had an incredible career. But he was such a good influence on everybody in the pen, too. I mean, the dude has seen it all, done it all, pitched in every situation. And he was just such a good guy on and off the field, but such a good guy for the young guys, too, to just kind of have a mentor like that.
Pierce Johnson joining us here. Braves pitchers and catchers. Report fairly quickly. By the way, how you feel physically, man? How you been throwing any? What's that about?
Oh yeah, been throwing, lifting. I feel great. I'm ready to get out of this cold weather and get down to Florida for some spring training and put some cleats on. I've only been throwing inside because it's you know, Colorado weather hasn't been too nice to me. But I'm feeling great and excited.
Yeah, man, going into your ninth year, and I mean, what is spring? I mean, I always joke. Here's the thing, Carl. Perfect opportunity. I always joke around. How much time do you guys really need? Do you really need all that time? Talk to the listeners about the routine and how you amp it up and ramp it up.
Well, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. It's kind of a loaded question, but spring training is really for the starting pitchers, right? Because it's hard to simulate innings and facing batters and the up downs and everything. So really, spring training is mainly for the starting pitchers. Relievers, I'm sure you could go out there, get, you know, 5-6 appearances and be completely fine, maybe even less than that for some guys. But, you know, if you're trying to earn a position, if you're a young guy trying to prove yourself, or if you're a guy working on something, the extra reps is never a bad thing, really just to showcase yourself and you know, kind of iron out some stuff you're working on. But, you know, spring – It's 6 weeks of every day, early mornings, practice, games, and then crashing early.
Pierce, you've played for Cubs. You've played for the Giants, the Padres, the Rockies. Hell, you even played in Japan, which we'll talk about here in a sec. But I'm curious about, you know, Snit and playing for him, because we've talked to a variety of guys on the club, and it's like, man, he's the coolest dude. Like, Snit is one of the best managers I've played for. In your experience, since you've played in a bunch of places, how would you describe Snit, his style and his approach to how he manages, but more importantly, how he deals with you guys on a day-to-day basis?
Calm, cool, and collected. My man is awesome. Just being able to go out every day and have somebody who's always in your court, you know, always pulling for you to do well, you know, good or bad, he's got your back. You know, it's kind of a testament to how good the team is. I mean, obviously we got a ton of talent, but he's the captain of the ship, right? And he, when you have a manager like that who is really calm in tough situations and in big pressure moments, you know, it kind of feeds into the dugout and on the players. And, it's truly a game changer having a guy like him. Plus, he's a guy who's just going to give you the truth, good or bad. And as a player, that's all you can really ask for. And when you feel valued and respected from someone of that caliber, you're going to get the best out of your team. And I think that's a big reason why we are so good.
It is Pierce Johnson with us, guys. Before you know it, pitchers and catchers report. And we said, I know that this year they went with a guy from the Brewers. I'm not going to get you to talk about somebody else. I just felt Snicker did a hell of a job considering all the injuries you guys had to overcome. And I get it. We're always going for the World Series here in town. But just making the playoffs seemed like a hell of an accomplishment this last year.
Without a doubt. I mean, look, we lost our MVP in Acuna. We got a Cy Young candidate in Strider. Ozzie was out multiple times. Riley, who is incredible at third base, you know, underrated in my opinion, he was out for a while. We had, you know, just a plethora of injuries. And you know, the next man up mentality was kind of the thing that we kind of harped on. And everybody who came up did such a good job. And then you guys got, like, Schwellenbach coming up and just absolutely outperforming everybody's expectations and really being an anchor for us. Holmes, the bullpen. I mean, Chavi was doing it at, what, 41 years old? Chuck was doing it at 41 years old. I mean, just everybody stepped up when we needed them to. And, you know, injuries are part of the game, sadly, but we were hit with it hard last year.
Pierce, I got to ask you something, because I heard this and I was like, no way. So your dad was in baseball, but I heard that your dad was also in that legendary photo of Michael Jordan taking off from the free throw line in the dunk contest. And I'm like, how? Kind of put this together for us. What is it true, number one? And two, dad was in baseball. What was the deal? What's the background here? What's the backstory?
Yeah, so my dad was actually a college football player at Colorado State. And then he went right out of college and was working for the Denver Nuggets in marketing. And I don't know how it came out, but he earned his way to do and host the NBA All-Star game. NBA All-Star game. So he was doing the dunk contest, three-point contest, the game. He was hosting all that stuff and kind of facilitating all that. And so his stories about Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and all these guys are incredible. But, yeah, that photo, the iconic photo of him dunking from the free throw line, he is in the bottom row. He's kneeling. He's wearing a blue tie and a headset. And minus his gray hair, he looks the same to this day. So
that's crazy. That is crazy.
That's wild.
Did your dad, like, you know I'm in that photo?
We call it the Don Johnson photo, to be honest.
That's awesome. That is a crazy story. Great. I was like, there's no way. So I wanted you to confirm that's bananas. We're talking with Pierce Johnson here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, Pierce, I love the movie Mr. Baseball, and years ago, the Falcons were in Japan, so I got a chance to go watch a Japanese baseball game in Tokyo. You got a chance to play over there. Well, how trippy is that experience? It seems like those guys are throwing, like, every inning. If you're a relief pitcher, you got to have a rubber arm in Japan.
Yeah, let me tell you, I got up a lot. I know I didn't throw as much in games, per se. We also played less games, but, man, it was an incredible experience. I was in a situation that was kind of perfect to go over there, right? I burned all my options as an up-and-down guy and became a minor league free agent. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's go out there. Let's have a blast. I had some friends who had done it and spoke incredibly highly of it. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And honestly, it was the best decision I've ever made. It was an incredible experience for myself, for my wife. They treated me like a rock star. baseball was incredible. You know, they take their baseball so serious. It was like a college football game every night. They had right. drums in the outfield. They had, you know, those right. big horns, the kazoos or whatever you call them. I mean, yeah. they took their baseball so serious, and it was an absolute...
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. The language barrier, like, Pierce, how hard was that? Like, just maneuvering and getting around, or was it fairly easy? Did you have a translator with you? What was that like?
I had a translator, and he and I are still tight to this day. We actually FaceTimed a couple days ago, but cool. He was the man. He helped me with literally every aspect of my life over there, and honestly, we became really good friends and are still in touch to this day.
That's crazy.
Very cool.
Hey, before we let you go, we're talking with Pierce Johnson, guys, our Braves reliever, one of them, getting ready for spring training here as we start to amp up our coverage of the Braves, obviously. Pierce had a great season last year, and we're hoping to get back to the playoffs. Who was your favorite guy watching growing up? Did you watch a specific pitcher? Who was your guy?
So back to your earlier question, too, when my dad worked in Major League Baseball, he was vice president of marketing for the San Diego Padres. So when I was at a young age, I lived in San Diego, and Tony Gwynn was my idol. I literally wouldn't even answer to Pierce. You had to call me Tony to get my attention. Tony Gwynn was my idol. But when I became a pitcher, and that was kind of, you know, I knew that route was for me. Roy Halladay, being a Colorado guy, he grew up just down the street from me. Roy Halladay was my idol as a pitcher. Yeah.
He was a dude, too. Roy was a dog, man. He was so good. That's great stuff, man. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, we know that you are just as cold, maybe even colder, in Colorado. I got family in Colorado. They keep sending me the temps, and I'm like, well, I'll take what we've got here. So I know it's cold there. But it's going to warm up soon enough, and you'll be down there at spring training getting ready for another season, man. Pierce, man, we appreciate you stopping by, man. You're welcome anytime. Thanks again.
Hey, Carl, Mike, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Take care. Stay warm.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.